Siman Shin Tezvav Sif Yud Beis. Machaber discusses somebody who's putting up a parochas on Shabbos. Like we had previously in Sif Yud, you're allowed to sell a parochas on Shabbos. Pashtus is mutter because it's only mechitzarai, it's not oil b'chlal. There are some Rishonim who are mamachmim by mechitzarai, but even they allow setting up a parochas because typically it was set up that there was really a string, you just had to pull on the string and the whole parochas would come out and would be set up that way. So it's considered as if it's a raised star from before Shabbos. In any case, the Machaber says you have to be careful that when you're setting up the parochas, you should not make an oil. Parochas is very big, so sometimes while you're setting it up, it folds over and it ends up being an oil tefach. Therefore, the Machaber says if you have a big parochas, two people should do it together. Because one person tries to do it by himself, at one point it's very likely it's going to be hanging and it'll be forming, at least for the short term, an oil of tefach. Rather, two people should do it together. In fact, the Machaber says if a kilo sheish lagag, that's some sort of like a canopy or like an awning, or really it's like any sheet that you spread across from one wall to the other wall, something wide that when you set it up, it's also very likely that you can end up having, at some point, there's going to be an issue of oil. Even if it's as such that when it's going to be done, it's not going to be an oil, like talis kfula and other things that we had before. But while you're setting it, there might temporarily be an oil tefach, and therefore if it has a gag of a tefach, so even 10 people together, not one person, not two people, even 10 people together should not set it up, because at one point it might be hanging across and have a setup of oil or eye. Sif Yud Gimel, the last sif in the siman. Machaber says that if you have a beged, like a piece of clothing or material, that you put out across a chavis, across a barrel of wine, or something to that effect to cover it, you should not spread it across the top of the entire chavis, because that's a problem of oil. Rather, leave a little bit uncovered. And if you leave a little bit uncovered, that's good enough. That's not considered to be, it's not considered to be an oil. Machaber says that this is only when there's a tevach of airspace left in the chavis, as opposed to the chavis is full to the top, or at least the wine of the chavis is almost at the top, and there's less than a tevach empty of airspace, so then there will not be a problem of oil, because what do you mean mal over? There's no avir to mal over. The yain goes pretty much to the top. However, if the yain does not go so close to the top, and therefore there is avir tevach in between the top of the yain and the top of the chavis, where this beged, where this cover is going, then there's a problem putting the beged across of making an oil. Now the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah asks, we find, you're allowed to put a kedera, a pot, on top of a kira, on top of an oven on Shabbos. There's a heter du chazar and certain ifanim in Hilchos Shabbos, putting aside the issues of Bishul Shem Yachata, that you're allowed to do chazar of a kedera on top of a kira, on top of an oven on Shabbos. You know, the way the kira was, it was almost like a barrel that was open on top, and the fire was inside, and you put the kedera, the pot, back on top, so you're covering, it's like you're making an oil. The mechitza are there, you're making the oil. And the reason why you're allowed to do it is because the mechitzas are already there, and you're just putting the gag, so it's being on top. So here by the barrel also, the walls of the barrel of the chavis are already there, you're just putting the cover on top. And unless something's mamish made to protect from the sun or from the rain, generally there's no problem unless on Shabbos you set up the mechitzas and the gag, the mechitzas and the oil, in that order. So the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Magen Avraham says, B'Shem Tais and the Ran, the reason why in this sif it's worse, this case of the sif is worse, it's really obviously coming from a Gemara, that the Rishonim are explaining, is since this barrel is very wide, so therefore it gives off more of the feel of making oil when you put a cover on top, even though the mechitza are already there. And the Shulchan Aruch is discussing not stam b'chav as a barrel, but means a special one that's very wide. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, if you have a box that's very wide, has a cover, so if the cover is attached to the hinges, just going up and down on the hinges, it's up to the kai, so to speak, then it's fine to cover, uncover on Shabbos. But if not, then you cannot put a cover onto a wide container on Shabbos, unless the container is not so wide, then it will be mutter, because the mechitzas, the sides of the container are already there, you're just putting on the gag. If you move the container from place to place, and now you put the cover on, so now it's considered as if you made the mechitzas, when you put it down in a new place, and the cover. And then it will be a problem, even the chavis is not so big. The Mishnah Berurah discusses barrels that were uncovered, they used to put them under the table. On Shabbos, you should be careful, you put the barrel there, and you put the table on top of it, that could be a problem. You have a drawer that's usually kept like in the table, like a drawer from like a desk drawer, and it was taken down, and you put it back in on Shabbos. Also might be a situation where you're putting the mechitzas in a new place, and with the gag on top, and that could also potentially be a problem. Heaven the Shtabura says about this, not the Meicha, protesting on someone's Mekel, because the Arishayim, they're a Mekel. The Ravid and the Rajba, they say that Kisur Kalim is not a problem of oil. The Gemara is specifically concerned that case with the barrel, because a barrel of wine that they put a cloth on top looks like Meshamer, looks like you're putting that cloth on top in order to use it as like a sieve, in order to separate the wine from the sediments. So according to those who shine them, there's no problem with oil b'chlal over here. However, Mishnah Berurah says it's property machbak the Shulchan Aruch, because many Rishonim hold like that, and therefore, for example, if you have a very big barrel of water, you should not cover completely on Shabbos if there's a tevach of airspace below the top, and and rather leave part of it exposed. However, somebody is meikel, you should not be meikel against them because they have what we say mechon, the sheet of the Rav and the Raj, but the whole the Gemara is referring to chashas mesham or something else entirely specific to wine, and therefore not be applicable to any other containers, to toy containers, or to anything else, or to pots, etc.